Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, August 16th, 2013, and this is Mr. Lawrence with a Friday focus for the week, completing the week of August 12th. I do have a couple items for communication the week as we wrap up the week. First of all, I do want to indicate that as we head into the weekend, first of all, thank you to everyone who's been in the building, and I know you're doing a lot of hard work preparing for your classrooms and for your students, and thank you for that. The school looks amazing, and thank you to Cletus and his crew for that. And, you know, thank you again to all of you for your hard work. There's a buzz in the air, and I look forward to the first day of school with students come September 3rd. Some items of attention for communication as we move into the weekend, there are three of them in particular. The first is, and they'll all be attachments on the email that I have sent you, and you can see those. The first is the Hortonville Area School District Assessment Calendar. So please take a moment to print a copy for yourself, put it somewhere where you're easily able to access it, and so that information is there for you. So that'll be the first item. The second item is changes for the 2013-14 school year relative to educator effectiveness. The TEPES and the ESPES have some changes relative to formal observations and walkthroughs and things of that nature. So please take time to read through that. I know Mrs. Radke and I are in the process of identifying the evaluation schedule for this year, so make sure that you have taken the opportunity to look through that. And there'll be more on educator effectiveness, obviously, as we move into the school year, but take some time and look at that, and we'll definitely be communicating with you more regarding that. The last two items, the first of which is relative to the teacher handbook. There are some important changes and reminders regarding the 2013-14 HASD teacher handbook. I have included that attachment as well in this email. Excuse me. Please make sure that you read through those. Those are things that, again, I want you to pay particular attention to, as they are changes from last year's handbook. And the last item on the attachment list that you'll see is the actual teacher handbook in totality. So please take an opportunity to read through again the entire handbook. During our first staff meeting during in-service, which will be, I believe, on the 26th, I think it's Tuesday, we have a staff meeting during that day, and that schedule again is coming out. But we will spend some time talking a little bit about the handbook, but at the same time I'll also have a sign-off sheet acknowledging that you've received that and understand it. So that's kind of where we are with that. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you all next week.